At this juncture, someone touched me on the elbow. I turned and saw a stranger by my side. I thought he was going to remonstrate with me for my backwardness. In fact, I began to have strong temptations to pull off my uniform, for every anxious eye was fixed upon the glaring badges which marked me as the chief officer of the train. However, this stranger was a middle-aged man, tall and stout, with a face of great energy and intelligence. His eye was black and brilliant, so brilliant that I could not gaze steadily into it, though I tried, and his lips, which were very thin, seemed more like polished marble than human flesh. His dress was black throughout, and not only set with exact nicety, but was scrupulously clean and neat.
"You want an engineer, I understand," he said in a low, cautious tone,
at the same time gazing quietly about him, as though he wanted no one to hear what he said. "I do," I replied. "My train is all ready, and we have no engineer within 20 miles of this place."
"Well, sir, I am going to Bromberg. I must go, and I will run the engine for you."
"Ha!" I uttered. "Are you an engineer?"
"I am, sir. One of the oldest in the country.